On Thursday, we saw different shittas regarding the sugya of shvus to shvus. If I ask a non-Jew to do malach for me on Shabbos, that's one shvus, which is an issur d'rabbanan. And depending on what the goy does, whether it's an issur d'oraisa, an issur d'rabbanan, if he does an issur d'rabbanan, that's called a shvus to shvus. So we had different shittas that we wrote on the board regarding this concept. And the shittas ran as follows. Okay? And then we have to begin to do the taisvus lamaisa. The shittas ran as follows. Legabi, the way we paskin. Okay? We pointed out the Tosis Rid on the daf that writes as follows: that Amiru Lenachri is mutter letzora kol mitzvah. Amiru Lenachri is mutter letzora kol mitzvah. That was the shita of the Tosis Rid, which is a tremendous chiddush. That a shvus lemaisa, shvus b'makom mitzvah is certainly okay. A double derabbanan b'makom mitzvah is certainly okay. But the Tosis Rid writes, even if you ask a goy to do a malacha d'oraisa for you, even if you ask a goy to do a malacha d'oraisa for you, that's considered to be permissible. That's an amazing chiddush. But he expands our Gemara from Yishuv Eretz Yisrael to all mitzvahs. And we said, maybe even a mitzvah d'rabbanan. What's the difference? We said we weren't sure whether even a mitzvah d'rabbanan. That's on one pole of the Tosis Rid. On the other polar was our Tosfos, that the only time you allow a non-Jew to do a malacha d'oraisa for you is for what? The mitzvah of what? Yishuv Haaretz. For no other mitzvah. For no other mitzvah do we allow it. None at all. That's on the other polar. To ask a goy to do a mitzvah d'oraisa for you. The only time you allow it is for Yishuv Haaretz. We start off saying, Shuas Mishus Bokum Mitzvah, everyone holds is okay. Okay? We're talking about asking a goy to do a Malacha D'oraisa for you. What does the Tosis Rid say? Okay, any mitzvah. Expands our Gemara from Yishuv Haaretz to any mitzvah. On the other polars are Tosis. The only time you allow it is Yishuv Haaretz. You don't allow it for Mila. Okay, we're asking a goy to do a malacha d'oraisa for you. Yes? Tosis on the other extreme. He limits our Gemara. That was a sheet of Tosis. And then there is the sheet of the Bahag. What was the sheet of the Bahag, which we're going to see inside? What's the sheet of the Bahag? That also, not just Yishuv Haaretz, but also for what? The mitzvah of Milah. We allow you to do a malacha d'oraisa. Let's get it. And then we wrote on the board, Lamaisa, that the Ran in Ribui Shiurim holds as an issur d'oraisa. So he allows you also to do Ribui Shiurim, which is not as bad as a malacha, but it does allow you to do an issur d'oraisa, which is like Chetzi Shir. That's why we wrote the Ran was a little bit like the Bahag, but not as powerful. The Bahag allowed you to do Bishul straight up, Mamish, which we'll see, Bishul. The Bahag allows you to do Bishul straight up. The Ran allows you to add on water for the baby, which is an issur d'oraisa, but it's not as bad as a malacha. That's why I wrote on the board, the Ran is almost like the Bahag. How do we paskin? And then there's one last sheet. Let's get it. The Ramah quotes the Or Zarua, which was Mamish Chumra Agabi Chumra. Which was what? What was the Chiddush of the Ramah B'Shem the Or Zarua? That our whole Gemara was not talking about a what? In this is the Uraisa. What was it talking about? In this is the Rabbanan. Why? Because you wrote in what English? Or you wrote in you wrote what? Another language, not Lashon HaShuris. And therefore that's a shvus to shvus, b'makom mitzvah. Our Gemara never allowed you to ask a goy to do a malacha d'oraisa. Never, ever. So how many shittas do we have now? Tosfos Rid 1. Tosfos 2. Bahag 3. The Ran, like 4. And 5 is the Orzeruah. Please get it. 5 different shittas. Now let's see the Tosfos inside, Lamaisa, on this Nakuda. Okay, I'm going to read the Tosfos inside. Please look on. You don't have. Please look on. Okay? Well, we got to, if you don't have, you got to please bring. Okay, if you're not, Lamaisa, let's see inside. All right, I'm going to read now. Okay, there's a lot we have to see here. Okay, let's begin. I'm going to begin from the beginning of the Tosfos. Let's see inside. Okay, we ready? Okay. Afo gav damir l'noev de kachav mishvus b'makam yushuv aretz mishum yushuv aretz lo gozu be rabolim. Aval mishum mitzvah acheres lo hayinu matirim amir l'noev de kachav b'malacha d'yiraisa. Why not? Why not? Because this is a limited Gemara. Kidemuchach b'perek hadar hahu yinuka. There was a baby. V'yishtapi chamime. There was a baby that had the hot water spilled out because they have to wash the baby after the milah. What malach is done on a milah, on Shabbos? Chabura. Chabura. Which malach of the 39 is chabura? Which one of the 39 is chabura? Shoichei. Shoichei. The Gemara says, Shoichei is asr. Machlekes Rav and Shmuel and Shabbos tafayin ham and aleph. Shoichei mishum mai. Mishum what? Mishum netilus neshama or mishum tzviya. You're dying the skin. Okay? So chabura poshib shar is under what? Netilus neshama is under the divna shoichei. If you hold that shchit is asr because of tzviya, why is shoichei asr? I don't know. You got to think. I don't know how to answer that kasha. Yes, Alex? Could be, could be. Yeah, that could be. But Levisa, if you strike someone, that's not binyan. Certainly not binyan. Okay. All right. So the poshim shara chabur is what? Machlekes Rav and Shmuel is based on what? Is based on shoichei. Okay, let's see. So they need to wash the baby. Asula kamei de rava amalu nishailin ime. Yitzrichin nechayime lagav ime. You see if she needs the hot water, the mother. Luchura mashim de yom milahaya. How do we know that it's talking about the yom milah? How do we know that it's talking about the Yom Mila? What do you say about that? How do we say we know it's talking about the Yom Mila? What do you think? Tosfos didn't say it explicitly, but it's mashma like that, right? Because Rava did not matter over there that an Akum should heat it up for the baby itself. He did it through the mother. He did it through the mother. Okay? L'chura mashma Yom Mila haya. Shayu tzrichin l'chamo kere lamulo. You need hot water in order to what? Circumcise. The Koda Mamila Haya, it was before the Mila. The Lacher Mila Mesukanu, it would be a Pikuach Nefesh Shaila. Who below Ime Mechal of Shabbos Vayde of Chomai Riosim. Kid appears Shah Mekutras Vachain Pierce Rabbi Nachanano. And we're talking about a Goy over there. What do we say on Thursday? Which, Blessed Hashem, if we get a chance to discuss that, give them our Makaimus. We're talking on after, before the Mila. Why is it after the Mila? Why can't it be talking about after the Mila? Are you allowed to be machnish yourself to a matzah of a pikuach nefesh? No, you're not, seems from Tosfos. You're not allowed to, seems from Tosfos. If it be after the milah, okay, and you did it, you have no choice. You didn't prepare properly. But you can't just stomp, oh, I'll do the milah and see what happens. Oh, it's pikuach nefesh, now I got to heat up hot water. Which we're going to discuss, Bezhashem, okay? Seems from the Tosfos, he doesn't like that. You're not allowed to do that. So we're talking Koda Mila, you have to prepare. What are you going to do? So what do you see from the Tosfos? That what? What's the Rai of Tosfos? That what? That for any other mitzvah, are you allowed to tell a goy to do Malacha D'oraisa for you or not? Yes or no? No. You have to do it through the mother, the kunz through the mother, which we had a long arichas on Thursday about Ribui Shirin. You can't do it straight up for the baby. Ask a goy to heat up water. That's a malacha d'oraisa bishul on Shabbos. What about our Gemara? Our Gemara is limited only to Yishuv Aretz. Everyone got this? That's the raya of Tosfos. A very good raya. Oh, Now, how do you know it's talking about a goy? Does the Gemara say explicitly that it's talking about a goy or not? Yes, it does. Poshup shot. In our Gemara, it's explicit that it's talking about a goy. That's what the Molei Aroyim says. But Tosfos must have not had that girsa. Okay? So I want you to get that. Even though he says Rashi and the Rabbeinu Hanan will say it was a goy, you don't have to say that. The Gemara says it. Okay? And the Rabbeinu Hanan says the same thing. Because the truth of the matter is that we're not Mechawel Shabbos. And we're going to get to this now. Please get this down. From day one to day three, what's halacha? If a mother gives birth, she says she needs someone to help her. Are we Mechal Shabbos as a Jew? Yes, we are. What happens if she says she doesn't even need help? Do we do it? Yes. Because the first 3 days, please get it down, it's Pikuach Nefesh. From day four to day seven, if she says she needs, who's Mechal Shabbos? A Yid. From day 7 to day 30, if she says she doesn't need, then we don't do it. From day 8 to day 30, what do? Only through a goy. Even if she says she needs, we don't do it. Because she's far away from the birth. So these are three levels. So obviously we're talking about a situation over there that through a goy, and therefore we only do it, Lamaisa, from 8 until 30. Even if she says she needs, we do it through a goy. Okay, let's see the next line now. Bite them. Oh, kidamrina geen perish binnen gedaan. Kidamrina perk me fanin. De gaya, what's a gaya? What's a gaya? Woman that gave birth. Mi shiva vat shloshim. Afilu amma tzricha ni ein mechal vana se Shabbos. Period. What do you see from there? That through a goy, it's mutter. Even if she needs, we don't do. We only do it through a one, through a goy. So what is this a raya to? What is this a raya to? Do you tell me, what is Tosa Shita? What's Tosa Shita? Philip, are you allowed to tell a goy to do Malacha D'Oraisa for you? Yes? No, you're not. Only for the Mitzvah Yishuv Aretz. Not for Mila. Not for anything else. You're not allowed to. You can only do it through a what? You're only allowed to do it through a what? Through a goy. You're only allowed to do it through a goy. What is this riot? Even Ayyadei Yisrael, it's usher. Through Akum, it's mutter. Right? So Rava allowed it, Ayyadei the mother. Because the mother needs it. What is this Raya of Tysus? Because we're trying to prove you're allowed to do stuff for the mother. Once you're allowed to do stuff for the mother, right? Then you can say, I'm allowed to do stuff for the mother, then I can agav the baby. Why does Tysus bring in this Gemara? That's what I want to know. Why does he bring in this Gemara about the three levels? Because he just got through saying that I have a kuntz. That since I'm able to help out the mother, I act of the mother, I can help out the baby. Well, how do you know you can help out the mother? He shows you a Gemara. And how do you know you can show the how do you know you can help out the mother? Because a chol l'shein bo sakana, remember you wrote on the board from 8 to 30, what are you allowed to do for a chol l'shein bo sakana? You're allowed to do what? Gzeiris. What are the gzeiris? Amirul Nachri is a gzeiris. That's why you just can't read it. What is he bringing this Gemara for? He's quoting this Gemara because we want to know how what's the raya you can do stuff for the mother. I'm allowed to do stuff for the mother. Why is the window of 8 to 30 Chaim so critical? I can't hear you. No, but why is he quoting you Gemara Moshe now 8 to 30? That's what we're dealing with. How do you know we're dealing with that, Zevi? Bris, it's day 8 from the birth. So he's trying to bring you a raya. How is it able to? What's your starting point, your premise that you can do this for the mother? It's another Gemara. But she's a chol l'shein bo sakana that we allow gzeiris. There's a lot of lines in her entice. You got to think about every line. That's why he's quoting this Gemara here. Can I remember Ferek Mefanin? He wants to hit on the fact, how's the mother put her? Because she's a chol l'shein bo sakana. She's a chol l'shein bo sakana, so I'm allowed to what? I'm allowed to ask a goy to do gzeira d'rabbanan for me. Right? That's what we said. We wrote on the board, remember refuah. Chol l'shein bo sakana. She can't function properly. She's got to rest in bed. Okay? Very good. Viter now. Next line at Tysus. Let's get it. V'had d'amr b'sof mefanin. In the end of that parak in Meseches Mefanin. One sec. Yeah, real quick, Yossi, because I want. By definition, a woman that gives birth from 8 to 30 is a chol l'shem bo sakana. From day 3, she's automatic. Day 1 to 3, even if she says she doesn't need. From 4 to 7, if she says she needs, then she's a chol l'shem bo sakana. Then a yid can even do it. That's the chiddush of the Gemara, yeah. 8 to 30, she's a chol l'shem bo sakana. That's the chiddush of that Gemara. Okay, let's see inside, okay? Does everyone, Yossi made a good point. 8 to 30, she's a chol l'shem bo sakana. That's why we only allow a goy. 4 to 7, if she says she's a chol l'shem bo sakana, then a yid can even do it. 1 to 3, she's automatic. We don't even ask her. Right? When there's pikuach nefesh, you know what the Gemara says? The Gedol Yisrael should do it. Not a cotton. The rav of the city should save the person's life. So we got this? Let's get it. Every line in the Taisus. Working in the Taisus. Okay? All right, Vaita, the next line. The Hadamr Bisof Perik Mefanin Ad Masai Psichas Akever. Now, this is, until when do we say the womb is open, let's say. It's the phrase Psichas Akever. Meaning, Pikuach Nefesh Shailas. Abaye Amr Shlosha, 3 days. V'rova Mishmei D'Ravid Amr Shiva. V'amr La'adr Say Shlosha. Lo L'chao Allah Shabbos Kamre U'pligi. El Amar Amr Chadav, Umar Amr Chadav Lo Pligi. U'kulu Svir Lekin Arda, Damar Chaya Shlosha, Shiva Shlosha. Period. What does he point out there? That there are three Shitas. But those three Shitas, I want you to know, are not arguing. Abaye v'Rava are explaining very beautifully, and this is what he's bothered by. What is he bothered by when he asks this kash of Ahad the Omer, the Sof Merik Mefanin, by Psichas HaKever? What is he first bothered by? What does it seem to say? That what? That you can even ask a Jew to what? To help the mother out until day 30. What does that imply? You can even ask a Jew to help her out until day 30. What does that imply, though? That what? That a goy, you can ask a goy anytime to do malacha, what? For you, for the baby himself. For the mother, you could do up till day 30. This is a discussion about the mother. And this is what Yitzi pointed out very well in Seder. I want you to get this, a very critical line. One sec, Ron. Okay, let's get it. If you explain that it's only talking about the mother, then what's the implication? You can do such and such for the mother. Even ask a Jew up till day 30, there's a shita. That implies for the baby yourself what you can do. You can ask a goy to do anything you want for the baby. What do I mean anything you want? Even a malacha d'oraisa. He's asking on himself. V'had Omar b'sof mefanin ad masai psichas akever abayim r'shloshim v'ramish min revidu amar shiva v'amalah shloshim. Right? Right? What is that? Period. Stop there. After the word lamed. Period. What's the kasha he's bothered by? The kasha is that maybe a yid, there's one sheet that can work for the mother up till day 30. This is for the mother. But for the baby, what is the implication for the baby? Michael, the baby, you can always ask a goy to do a malacha d'oraisa for you. That's a kasha on a shita. Because what's a shita? You can only ask a goy to do a malacha d'oraisa for what mitzvah, Moshe? Yishuv Haaretz, no other mitzvah. But from this line in the Gemara, it implies that you could. That's what Tosis is asking. Oh, Tosis is body, can't believe this. Kashan himself. We're matred for the baby. It's mutter always through for the baby. The question is what we allow for the mother. Different sheetas. One sheet that says up till 30. You can heat it up. Through what? Through the mother. You can heat it up through the mother, through what? In other words, you can get water for the baby through the mother up till day 30 through a Jew. Mashmuth, what? If you work with the goy, Seth, what? You can do it anytime you want through a goy. What do you mean you're doing a malacha d'oraisa? He's asking on himself. See, this Gemara seems to imply that you can get the water for the baby through the mother, through a Jew, up till day 30. Implying, as Yitzi said, that for a goy, you could do it straight up for the baby. You don't have to do it through the mother. Kashan himself. I thought only mitzvah we allow is mila, not nothing else. Oh, I thought the only mitzvah he allows Yishuvar, it's not Mila. We're allowing Mila? That's what Tosis is asking on himself in this line. We got it? Josh, you got it? That's the kasha. Ron, go ahead. No, because we're talking about working through a yid for the getting water for the baby through the mother. But once you say that Gemara is talking about Yisrael, that implies for a goy I can do it for the baby straight up. That's the implication. That's what he says. Okay, so let's see what the answer is. What is the answer? Lo l'chal lov Shabbos kamri u'pligi. No! They're not three shittas that are arguing what you can do to get water for the baby through the mother. And that there's one shita that says, Philip, you can do it up to 30 days through Yisrael. Chas v'shalom. Elamara merchada, umara merchada, velo pligi. Meaning to say that Abaye v'Rava are talking about Yisrael. Up till day 3, a Yisrael can do it without her even saying she needs it. Up 4 to 7, a Yisrael can do it if say she needs it. From 8 to 30, it's a goy. There's no machloikis. They hold on to these three levels. So now Tosis has saved himself. The sheet of 8 to 30 was talking about doing it through a goy. For what? Getting extra water through the mother, though. That's the only way we can do it. We can't do it straight up. We can't do it straight up for the baby through the goy. Because you're not allowed to do a malacha d'oraisa. Unless it's for Yishuv Haaretz. You got it? He's answered the kashin. We got this? He's answered the kashin. Oh, now he asks another kashin. V'doichik loymar. Let's see. V'doichik loymar. Mark, you with me? Let's see. V'doichik Philip, you got me? V'doichik loymar d'mi eis l'eis b'inin. V'ha'uvda v'tok shiva shal mi eis l'eis. Oh, what does that mean? V'doichik loymar. What does that mean? It's shvir to say. What's shvir to say? Maybe. Listen to this. Maybe we're talking about the following case. Maybe we are talking about a Yisrael. You think, as Zevi said very nicely, that it's within 8 to 30? It's not true. It's the 8th day of the Mila. But what? It's me'eis leis. Let's say the baby was born in noon. Noon on a Shabbos. Okay? When's the bris? 8 a.m. next Shabbos. Not noon. We don't need me'eis leis for Mila. Everyone follow me? You don't need me'eis leis. For Pinya Ben, get down. You need me'eis leis. You need a full 30 days for Pinya Ben. That's the way we paskin. For Mila, you don't need me'eis leis. But it chaps a nafkamina regarding the Chilul Shabbos. From this lady, what window of time is it for this lady? Seth, what window of time is it for this lady? If it's mi'eis l'eis. It's 8 a.m. It's not 8 to 30. It's still within 1 to 7. So what's the din in this case? We're still under the rubric of a chol sheyesh bo sakana. If she needs it, you could do it al yedei Yisrael. If you do it al yedei Yisrael, get the water for the baby through the mother al yedei Yisrael. What's the implication now? That if I do a goy, I could do it straight up for the baby. A malacha d'oraisa. Again, kasha on himself. Does everyone got it? Again, the kasha emerges on himself. Because if it's me'eis l'eis, the case is I'm working with the Jewish mother and I'm asking a yid to do it. And I'll get extra water, I need the Jewish mother. Implying that if I ask the goy to do it straight up, I could what? I could do it, Lamaisa, ask him straight up to do it straight up for the baby. Nachum all a kasha on himself. What? No, not for the baby, you can't do yourself. Prepare it, but you can do it through a goy. That's a kasha on himself. What is Tosis's answer? He doesn't answer. He just says, Dochek Lomar. Very shvir to say that the case is Me'ei's place. We're going to see B'Hashem later in Tosafot, the Bahag must say this. I hope you noticed that. Okay? All right. Everyone got this so far? That's the Chiddush that we want to suggest. Okay? This is the Chiddush that we want to suggest here. Oh. Fine. This is the Chiddush. Now I want you to get this. The Maharsha, one sec, Mark. The Maharsha points out, let's get this point. The Maharsha points out, what do you think our Tosa Sheet is by Ribu Shirim? We had on Thursday, what was the Machlaikis? Ron Rashba. Ron says Yisudi Raisa, Rashba Yisudi Rabbanan. What does our Tosis hold? We already said Tosis Menachas, what he holds, that it was in Yisudi Rabbanan. What does our Tosis hold, the Maharsha says? You know what he says? He says that it's clear that it's only Nisid Rabbanan. Why? What does Taisa say here? Taisa says it's usher to heat up water for the baby, right? And matr legoy lohosif mayimai the imo l'tzarach tinok. So you see that what? It's not a Nisid Raisa. Because Amir l'nachri is a Nisid Rabbanan. It's a shvus to shvus. That's shari l'tzarach mila. That's what Taisa says. Right? That's what Taisa says. That it's not considered to be an Issa D'Raisa. It's an Issa D'Rabbanan Shus to Shus L'Tzarech Mila. This is what he wants to say the Pshat in the Taisa. Taisa says, Asers L'Goy L'Chamin Mayim Avur Atinuk. You see that he holds L'Maisa. And he matters the Goy L'Hosif Mayim Agav Imo. Why does he matter Agav Imo? Right? What is Taisa's whole sheet do? Adam, what is Taisa's whole sheet do? Why don't you just do it straight up for the goy? Why not? Do it straight up for the goy. What would you say? Why can't you do it straight up for the goy? Do it straight up through the goy for the baby. Why can't you do it? Why is Tosis not allowing it? Why does he stand on his head and say it's always got to be through the mother? Because Ribu Shurim is what? Is an Issa D'Rabbanan. Ribu Shurim L'maisa is an Issa D'Rabbanan L'maisa. So therefore he allows it to be done through the mother. But if you did it straight up, that would be Bishul Min HaTorah. That Taisa doesn't allow. So the Maharsha holds, get it down, that our Taisa's Ribui Shurim is Nisid Rabbanan. Now, the Rishash, I want you to know, argues on this. Let's get it. It's Machlokes Rishash Maharsha. The Rishash writes that Ribui Shurim, our Taisa holds, is an Issid Yeraisa. So what's Pshat in the Taisa? I want you to get it. He holds Amiru L'Nachri for a goy is a hutra. Therefore, there's no isser to be most of a shir. Please get that down. Despite the fact that Ribu Shurim is an isser d'iraisa, we hold that Amir al-Nachri for a chayil is a hutra. And therefore, the Rishash says that even though Ribu Shurim is an isser d'iraisa, we hold its mutter. You have a hutra. So therefore, it's a very fundamental machlaikis here we have in this din. Okay, Mark, go ahead. I can't hear you. What?
Why is causing another question on
first word? Me'ace la'ace? Again, I'll say it. The reason why it's causing a question is because as follows. It's still within the window of 1 to 7.
Right.
So therefore, if it's still within that window, you could say I'm working with a Jew. If I'm working with a Jew to heat up more water for the baby through the mother, that implies that for with a non-Jew, I could even do what? For the baby straight up. I wouldn't have to work through the mother. You follow me? It creates a slot where I can say, I'm working with Yisrael because she's a Chol HaShishbo Sakana. She's still within 1 to 7. So therefore I can get more wadi through the baby doing it for the mother. Implying that if I would get a goy, I don't even have to use the mother. So that's against Yeshita. That means you can do a Malacha D'Yeraisa with a goy for the baby straight up. The only mitzvah that Tosa allows that is what, Mark? Yishuv Haaretz. Very good. That's why Tosa, why does he get rid of it? He says, Doichik. Okay. Now the Rishash says, Ribu Shurim is D'Raisa. If Ribu Shurim is D'Raisa, how do you allow it? Because if it's Amir L'Nachri for a goy, for a chola, the mother's a chayla, it's not even Aser. So even if you go Ribu Shurim is D'Raisa, it doesn't get off the ground. But I want you to get some Achleif Marsha Rishash. What is our Tosa's hold? Like the Rashba or like the Ran? Okay, next slide. Let's go. Oh, let's see inside. Gavaltik, Taisus. Taisus, Gavaltik. Every line, Lamais. Let's go. Oh, the Ha'uv, the Vidoichik Lomer Nemes Lace. The Ha'uv, the Ha'uv, Toch Shiva Mes Lace. Very severe to say that case was Ace Lace. Okay, Viterna. Did anyone look up the Gemara Nervin? We got to look up the Gemara Nervin. Oh, very good. Earlier, there's two stories about the baby, about the water being spilled out. There's a story with Rava, and then there's a story earlier with Rabba. That's what it means. V'hadamar hasam le'el b'idach, the other case of the baby. V'hadamar hasam le'el b'idach yinuka di shtapich hamim. There was the baby that what? The water spilled out. V'amrlu rabba, nesi lei chamimi migo basic. You better bring the hot water, carry the hot water through the house. Right? Umuki la ayyadei of the chavim, get a non-Jew to carry the water. V'adai isu d'rabbanon. This was an issue d'rabbanon of carrying. Why? Because it was through a chatzar or a mafui. They didn't make an erev chatzeris. V'adai isu d'rabbanon shari b'chatzar shlo irvu. Mishu mitzvah smila. Ah. What's he bothered by? Oh, there's another story in Yoverevin. That it's put to Mechal Shabbos ayyadei a non-Jew for the baby itself without the mother. What's the answer, Seth? How does he quickly answer it? Don't think it was an issur d'oraisa. It was only an issur d'rabbanan of caring. Aval zok toisvus, aval issur d'oraisa, go l'chamei mlo mayim. But the heat up hot water, which is bishul, osur. Toisvus sticks to his guns. There is no way that I will allow a malacha d'oraisa, except for the mitzvah of yishuv aretz, to ask an anju to do. Now, in that Gemara in Erevin, did it say beferish what type of caring it was? No. That's Tysa's supposition. We'll see Vaita Bezashem and Tysa, the Bahag argues. The Gemara said it was through a goy, but it didn't say beferish what type of Isser Hotzah it was. Couldn't hear you.
Doesn't it say Mavoida?
I don't think it's beferish. We'll see. We'll see. Otherwise, we're the Bahag's in trouble. I don't remember. Okay? Let's see. I don't remember Yitzi, but otherwise, let's get the Tysus, okay? Oh, so Tysus is purporting a sheet to Philip, which is what? You cannot ask a goy to do a malacha d'oraisa with the save, right? Save, you know, the save, Ella, like in old English, save, with the exception of, right? Save is with the exception of what? In the midst of Yishuv Aretz, right? You're not familiar with the language? Save. Ella is rather or save with the exception of, okay. Look inside. Vein lilmo mikan. Oh. Zep toisvus. Says toisvus, please let's get this. Vein lilmo mikan. Heter. Don't learn out of heter from here. Lomar. Lovdi kuchom lavi sefer b'shabis. Derech karmelis. Oh. Toisvus, aha. I found gold. Shvus de shvus b'mokom mitzvahs mutter. Yes? You ask a goy to carry through an eruv mavui is a double the rabbanon. Let's arch mitzvah mutter. Let's arch mitzvah mila. Let's expand it. You need a sefer. Ask a nadju to carry it through the mavui. Now, when he says the word sefer, what does he mean? Machlokes yisabrochin nesifte. The yisabrocha says it's referring to a sefer Torah. I want you to get that. Interesting. It's interesting. I'll tell you why. The Mesifta said it was a sefer to learn out of. Now I want you to analyze this. Let's analyze this. Be a lamedin about it. What can you decipher from these two shittas, the Yisabracha and the Mesifta? Let's get it. What do you see according to Yisabracha? Sefer, it's only limited to Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah, we said most times, is only a mitzvah what? Mineral Bonon. Excellent, Yossi. On the other hand, is the mitzvah of the what? The tzibor. Mishnah says in Megillah that Kriyas HaTorah is only for the tzibor. So I want you to get that down. I'm serious. Please get it down. If you learn like the Rishon Yisabracha says, look in Shabbos. He says that's what the Rishonim say. I didn't see any of the Rishonim that said that. I didn't get a chance to look. But sefer means sefer Torah. So according to the Yisabracha, it's a mitzvah of the Rabbanon, but it's a mitzvah of the tzibor. So that's what Tosus had in mind. According to the Mesifta, it was Talmud Torah, which is what? What is Talmud Torah? The Raisa, of course, but on the other hand, it's not a mitzvah of the Tzibor. So each Shita has their own Chiddush. But let's get it. Toisvus says, 1 second, I haven't found gold. I don't want you to make an expansion of this rule that any double derabanan b'makom mitzvah is okay. I don't want you to make that expansion. Get it down. What's the double derabanan? Amir Ladak is one derabanan. Carrying it through the mavui or the erukatzer is another derabanan. B'makom mitzvah, I won't allow it. Is it a sefer Torah? Or is it what? Other svarim? Machleik is the mesifti yisabracha. Big nafkamina, we're saying. But Tosh says, I don't care. Whichever shot you're going to say, I limit it only to Mila. Amazing chiddush of Tosfos. You limit it only to Mila. Amazing. Look what he says. They lilma mikad het. He said before Usher, go to Lachamim Lasser, they lilma mikad het, the lower Lachamim Lavisay from Shabbos, their carmelis, the lo dummy, the dafka mishum Mila, the gufa dachia Shabbos hitiru. What's special about Mila? Yitzi? What's special about Mila? Excellent. Mila bismano is docha Shabbos. Get down your notes. That Tosfos holds shvus b'shvus b'makom mitzvah is mutter. Only Mila though. That's an amazing thing. That's how machmer our Tosfos is. Tosfos says the only time you're allowed to ask a goy to do malacha d'oraisa for you is for one mitzvah of the Taryag mitzvahs. Which one? Yishuv Aretz. One chumrah. Amazing chumrah. Number two chumrah. Get down. Shvus to shvus is only mutter babakom mitzvah. What mitzvah? What mitzvah? Mila. Only Mila. Because Mila itself is Doicha Shabbos. Now, I would, when I say only Mila, it would also obviously would be Yishuv Aretz. Because Yishuv Aretz, he allows a malacha d'oraisa for the goy you do. Sure, he's going to allow you to do a malacha d'rabbanan. But this tais is a gevaltik, a chumra on two levels. You got to get this. Yeah, Yitzi, go ahead.
Are there no other mitzvahs that are for Shabbos?
For pikuch nefesh, l'mais.
Not to have to go for the fish?
What do you mean mitzvah to be doicha Shabbos? Like what? No. Mitzvah Shabbos is a mitzvah. Through a goy, it's okay. Depends what the goy is going to do. If he's just doing malacha d'oraisa, there's only one mitzvah. In the Taryag mitzvah, Yishuv Aretz. And if there's a shvus nefush, there's only two mitzvahs. Yishuv Aretz and Mila. This place is amazing chumrah. Oh, weiter now, let's go. Mark, you got it? However, now Tosfos quotes the sheet of the Mahag, one of the great Rishonim, all the Rishonim Gavaltik, Heilige Rishonim Achronim, Miu Balalochas Gedoilis, Umiu Behilchos Gedoilis Mashma, Dafili Sura Diarisha Shari Ayadei Ovde Kocham Ritzorich Milan. Wow. Get down the Mahag. Not only Yishuv Aretz Philip is permissible to ask a goy to do a malacha d'oraisa, but even Mila as well. Miu be'alachas gedolus masa fili suin d'oraisa shari al d'avacham l'tzorach Mila. Shid pireish d'leisu mitoch beisid derech rushus arabin. He learns that Gemara Yitzi wasn't talking about a chatzar or a mavui, that there was no erev chatzar, so shitufim avos. He was talking about rushus arabin. That's why I say Yitzi, the Mahag's in trouble if it said that. I don't think it did. We'll have to look it up tomorrow, okay? We'll lean enter and seder. But the Mahag is going to say, I want you guys to get it, that you're allowed to do it, and he proved it from that Gemara, because you're carrying it through rushus arabin. How can you carry it through rushus arabin? You can ask you to go into a malach and you're right, it's for me. Amazing. Lefizet, listen to this. They get this line. This is a hard line. Lefizet, let's get it. Had to come or nachim le agav imei. Now he goes back to the first gemara in Ervin. Nukma toch shiva v'amra tzrichani shemachal lov Shabbos. Wow. What comes out according to the Mahag? What do you say? The Mahag must say. Let's get it down in your notes. That gemara, bless you, Yaakov, has got to be talking about me'es leis. It must be talking about me'es leis.
You talking before that?
Yeah, the gemara before, where it spilled out that water, must be talking about me'es leis. Why must it be talking about me'es leis? Because why? You're allowed to do it al yedei Yisrael. Heat up the hot water for the mother. Add on water for the baby. Through even Yisrael, because it's in the window of 1 to 7. Mark. It's in the window of 1 to 7. So you can even use a yid to do it. But you heat up that water for the mother who needs it. Extra you use for the baby. What does that imply, though? that if I got a goy to do it, I could do it straight up for the baby. And that's a malacha d'oraisa. And that is the mahag shita, that we allow a mira l'nachi for a goy, for what? For the din of mila. That's what he means, lefi zeh. Had the kamer nachim al yavim enuk betok shiva. From a tzrich ani yishmach al shabbos. That's the pshat in the Tosfos. Despite the fact that Tosfos said it was doichik before, you must say it for the mahag. You must say that's the pshat in the gemara for the mahag. That's how we had the mahag shita we said in the beginning of shir on the board. Not only yishavaritz, but mila as well. And you guys might ask me, Rebbe, what is so special? What is so special about of the Taryag Mitzvahs, Yishuv Arts and Mila? My response to you is as follows. The Medrash, Eretz Yisrael, Shkula, Kenega, Kol HaMitzvahs. Mila, as Yitzi said quite well, Mila is Doicha Shabbos itself, so she built in Mila. It can be Doicha Shabbos, Mila Mizmano. A Yid can even do a Chaburu, the Moyel, right? So you see, built in Mila, there is an acceptance of being Mechal Shabbos, if it's a Mila Bismanon. So don't think the Mahag doesn't make any sense. Okay? Oh, Viter and Taisvis. Now, I want to just note to you, Pshat, Taisvis Shita. What was Taisvis Shita? Chaim, Shvus to Shvus is what? Chaim, what do you say? Shvus to Shvus is only mutter for what? Litzorech. What mitzvah? Mila. Tosfos Shita. The second Chumra of Tosfos. Please get down. The reason for that being is the Ritva and the Chiddush Yeran say because mitzvah shizmana oiver. You're going to miss out. A little bit similar to Yitzi. Once the 8th day finishes, you can no longer fill ever mitzvah mila bizmano ever. Ever, ever. So it's like time is of the essence. Therefore, we're willing to allow shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah, only litzorech mila. Okay? Now, please get down. The Rambam, I gave it to you, in Perek Vav, Halacha Tes, in Hilchos Shabbos says, shvus to shvus is mutter b'chol mitzvah. Shvus to shvus is mutter b'chol mitzvah. The Rashba, the Ritva, b'shem Raboil, that's Leinu, the Rashba, the Ritva, and Gittin say the same thing. Shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah is okay. The tour though passes like the Tos and the Ramban that it's only limited to Mila. How do we pass in the Shulchan Aruch? This is a classical Shaila for every Posek or Rav. The Mechabrin Simin Shin Zayin Sifhei Mutter Loimar Legoy Lassos Yisud Rabbanu Letzorech Mitzvah V'yesh Osru. And the Minig Olam is like the first day in the Mechaber that a Shvus to Shvus B'Makom Mitzvah is Mutter. Shvus to Shvus B'Makom Mitzvah. You need a fan. Let's say air conditioning in the shul. Boiling heat in the middle of the summer. 110 degrees. Mamish. There's no air conditioning. What are you going to do? Amir l'nachri is one, Yisud Rabbanu. Electricity, we paskin, like Reb Shlomo Zalman, is only Yisud Rabbanu. When I mean electricity, I mean there's no light bulb. A fan, air conditioning, there's no light that goes on. If there's a light bulb that goes on, that's Havara. That's one of the 39 malachas. If it's electricity, believe, lights, it's an Yisud Rabbanu. Reb Shlomo Zalman writes, electricity is an Yisud Rabbanu. Shvus de shvus, b'makom mitzvah. The kehila needs it. They're schwitzing. Mutter. You can ask a non-Judo, put on the air conditioning. Mitzvah, oinik Shabbos. Not a lot of mitzar yourself on Shabbos. Mutter. That's the minhag ha'olam. Mr. Brewer quotes there. Please get it. Mr. Brewer says there, it's in Shimon Shin Zayin, at Sifhei and the Mechaber. Mr. Brewer quotes Levush and the Arabo, the Psak is like, that's what we all hold. So we don't hold like our Chumrav Taishas. That Shvus to Shvus B'Makom Mitzvah, only Mitzvah Mila. We don't hold like that second Chumrav Taishas. Okay? Now I want you to note, get in your notes, the Chazon Ish Atzal writes that, he wrote that the notion of electricity is binyan. You're over a malach of binyan. He argues from Shlomo Zalman, a whole country, Atzal, against the Chazon Ish, where he held it was only Nisan Rabbanan. Is electricity on Shabbos and Nisan D'Oraisa? Chazanish is you're building a circuit. That's binyan. Shlomo Zalman writes, isn't the Rabbanon. Only with a light bulb. I say light bulb because fluorescent pashtus is only the Siddur Rabbanon. Okay. Ah. Right now in the Taisus. We assume like Reb Shlomo Zalman. That's the Dalilim assumes like Reb Shlomo Zalman. Unless in Bnei Brak, they might be machmir for the Chazon Ish. Could be. Okay. Let's go weiter now, guys. Weiter in Teire. Let's go. Weiter in Teire Shabbat Bedi HaMeilis. Meilis B'Teire. Okay. Oh. Vinire. Let's see inside. Vinire and Zokter. Now I want you to get this. What did the Bahag say? The Bahag said we were talking about a Yisrael in that case, right, Mark? It was basically Ace, it was Yisrael. You asked the Yid to do it through the mother, right? Implying that if you ask the Goy, you can do it for the baby straight off. Vinire below Yitachin Loimar, Tenochim Leayin the Yisrael. It is impossible, Taisus says. Impossible to learn like the Bahag, you're doing it through a Yid. Da'al Yidei Yisrael, Haya Asla Harbos Bishvil Kotten. Wow. Using a yid to do ribui shiurim is usur. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that, he says. You're using the yid to augment the water through the mother. That's usur ribui shiurim. Kidara perakama de chulin, like it says in the first perak of chulin. Look, let's get this. Hamavashal lechayla b'shabbos. If you cook for a chol on Shabbos, usur lebari. It's usur for a bari to use that water. Obviously, that person was a chol sheyesh bo sakana. Why is it usur? Gzeira shemayarba bishvilo. Because you'll make more extra water for who? For the person that is healthy. Aval ayyadei ovdei kochavim nichid deshari laharbos, period. But through a what? Through a what? Through a non-Jew, it's mutter to be marbin. So what does Tosis say here? I don't like the Bahag's pshat. Because according to the Bahag, you're assuming you're allowed to do ribui shurim for a katan. That's what you're doing. You're doing using the mother and adding on more water to the mother. That's ribui shurim for the katan through Yisrael. And that, he says, is usher from a Gemara Chulin. You're not allowed to do that. Now, one sec. The Rishash writes, you see from this, that ribui shurim is in the city of Isa. Because if it was an issur the Rabbanon, I want you to get this. The Rishash held Tosfos on the Ribu Shurim was deraisa. If Ribu Shurim was an issur the Rabbanon, it would be a Gzeira L'Gzeira. Right? What's a Gzeira L'Gzeira? Gzeira, oh, I'm going to do it specially for who? The healthy guy. And the first issur is Ribu Shurim. That would be an issur the Rabbanon. So he claims that it would be a Gzeira L'Gzeira. You never can have a Gzeira L'Gzeira. We paskin like Rav and Shabbos and Daf Yud Aleph. You don't never make Gzeira L'Gzeira. Does everyone cop this? The Rishash says, you see from here that Ribu Shurim must be in the city of Raisa. Remember we had a Machlej Rishash Marshal? He says, you see from here, it's got to be in the city of Raisa. It's a Raya to the Ran. Otherwise, it would be in the city of Rabbanan. Now, my response to that is the following. Please get it. Who says Ribu Shurim is Gzeira? If Ribu Shurim is in the city of Rabbanan, who said it was Gzeira? Rav Shechta has a beautiful Chiddush where he claims there's something called a molacha derabbanan. Who says that it's a gzeira? That's one response I would say to the Rishash. Number two, the Rashba himself asked the Kashin in Chulin. He holds Ribu Shurim is innocent derabbanan. So why is it not a problem of gzeira l'gzeira? So he answers, because we're chayshish that after you put the pot on the fire for the chola, you're going to add on another what? You're going to add another piece for the bari. Meaning you're not going to do it in one shot. You follow me? You're going to do it piecemeal. You're going to put it on the pot, whatever stuff you need for the chola. Oh! And then you're going to say, in a second phase, I'll put extra stuff in the what pot for the bari. That's not called ribui shurim. That's called issur d'oraisa. Ribui shurim is you do it in one shot, you just add on more than you needed. So I want you to get those two responses. Please get it. From this Gemara, it's mashma. The Rishash said the ribui shurim is nisid yiraisa, like the Ran. Otherwise, it would be gzeira l'gzeira. Ribui shurim would be the Rabbanon, and the gzeira shema, you're going to do it for the healthy guy. We don't make a gzera l'gzera. So machlokes Rabban Abai Shabbos Tavid Aleph on the Aleph. We pass the like Rabban. Ain goes from gzera l'gzera. My response is that who says ribui shurim is a gzera? It's an issur d'rabbanan, but it's a malach d'rabbanan. Number two, the Rashbam himself asked this kash in chulin. Rashbam himself holds ribui shurim is d'rabbanan. So why is it not gzera l'gzera? What's the answer, Yossi? Because he agrees it would be gzera l'gzera, but here he's afraid of what? First, you're going to what? If you allow this to be done, we're afraid you're going to put it on the pot for the chayla, cook whatever you need, leave it there, and then you're going to do it another phase, add extra stuff for the bari. That's not ribui shurim. That's a malacha d'oraisa. So it's all one gzeira. It's all one gzeira, l'maisa. That's what he wants to say the answer. It's all one gzeira. Choshesh, after you put the k'neir on the ish, it's going to be a problem. Okay, so let's get this now. Getting back to the Tosfos. Please get it. What is Tosfos saying now? I don't agree with the Mahag. What was the Mahag's raya? It was Mi'ais L'Ais. What does Mi'ais L'Ais tell me, Mark? It was through Yid for the mother, adding extra water for what? For the baby. Implying that if you work with a goy, you could do it straight up for the baby, even Melacha D'oraisa. Correct, for Mila. Yes? Tosfos says that I cannot fathom this pshat. Because that means you're being Marbish Urim for a katan through Yisrael, and that we don't allow. We never allow that, Tosfos says. Oh, okay. Now Tosfos backs out of that. Look at this. Please get it down. At that line, he's being chilek on the Mahag. Now he says, no, maybe it's different. He's saving the Mahag. You see how intellectually honest he is? The Shema, let's get it. The Shema davka l'tzorech milahu d'shari. For the milah, it's permissible. Now he says, I know what the Mahag would say. The Mahag would say it's mutter to be marbashur for the mitzvah of milah. Aval l'tzorech davar acher. Period. Wow. Now he says what? What did you say now? I'm willing to be save the Bahag, even though it's against my own shita, that ribui shurim is mutter for a katan. Ayadeh who? Ayadeh Yisrael. But only Litzorach Mitzvah Mila. For nothing else. Look what he writes. Please get it down. And this is what I would call number three chumra of Tisus. You're not allowed to do ribui shurim even through a goy. Even through a goy, he says, it's usher. Even if it would be a mitzvah, it seems. Ribui shurim ayideh a goy would be usher. It's unbelievable for anything. That's like the third chumra. We would not allow ribui shurim. Why is that a third chumra that makes sense according to Tosfos? Because what did Tosfos allow? Shvus to shvus, the makom mitzvah only for what? Mila. He's willing to allow that for a mila, even for a yid to do it. But no other mitzvah is he willing to allow for a goy. That's why I would call this like a third chumrah, which is an outgrowth of the second chumrah of Tisus. But it's an outgrowth of how he saved the Baha'i. He himself argues on the Baha'i. But he's willing to fathom shvus to shvus, the makom mitzvah only for mila. Lamaisa, and this is what, this is why Lamaisa, it would fit in better Lamaisa with the Marsha's pshat that ribui shurim according to Tosfos and this is the Rabbanan. Shvus is makom mitzvah, but according to Rashash, how would you say it? If this is the Raisa, but it's mutter makom chayla, it's a hutra, right? Even if ribui shurim is in the Raisa, it's a hutra. Okay, now Tosfos challenges this even further. Let's get it. Let's see inside. What does Tosfos say? Oh, amazing. Ahare tanan, perik sheni debeya, lo yachem adam chamin l'raglov, person's not allowed to heat up hot water for his feet, elim kein ru'yin l'shtia, unless they're fitting for drink. Okay? So you're pulling a kuntz again. This is a kuntz, isn't it? You're adding all this hot water for heating your feet. You're not allowed to bathe on Shabbos, but you're doing it to drink. So I got the drinking. I'm doing ribui shurim. Apparently, there's no tzorach over there. He's asking on himself. I thought we never allow ribui shurim, even through a goy, lest there's a tzorach. Even if there is a tzorach, you're not allowed to do it. Woman can fill up the pot of meat. She only needs one chatichet. Fill it up with five pieces. You can fill a barrel of water. You only need one canister. What's Taisus bothered by Akashi? He can't believe it, Lamaisa. He can't believe it. What's the pshat, Lamaisa? We don't allow ribui shurim. Except for Litzarach Milu, we'll allow even a yid to do it. But if it's not Litzarach Milu, we don't even allow a goy to do it for you. What do you do with these gemaras? Three gemaras, no? The water, the meat, and the water nachamol again? Omer Taisus. Let's get it. Says the Taisus. Amazing thing. Want you to get it. He backs out of this. He even backs out of this cloth. He backs out of this cloth. And he writes the following. Mishum simchas yom tefitiru chachamim laharbos. Period. Any mitzvah, not just Mila, will allow ribui shirim for. Let's get it down. He backs out of that third kumra. And he holds any mitzvah, or simchas yom tefitiru, any mitzvah, any mitzvah, any mitzvah, we allow ribui shirim even to do yourself. Not just through a goy, even to do yourself. This is what Taisus Lamaisa says beferish. He quotes these rayas. Rebutu laharbos bishvil mitzvah. Okay? Taisus Menachis says Yomtiv is better because we allow it bishvil mitzvah. But nonetheless, and the Rishash says, where's the simcha here? Because you know you'll have stuff tomorrow. You won't have to worry about not having enough. You'll know it's all ready, and therefore there's no problem. So it comes out that it's mutter l'maisa. Comes out that it's mutter ribu shiurim with tzorach mitzvah. Even Ayyid Yisroel, it seems. That's why I have a hard time with the Rishash to say ribu shiurim is a mitzvah yoraisa. How is it mutter l'tzorach mitzvah? So what's the answer to that? Because it's on yontif, it's a hutcher anyway. It's equivalent to having an amir l'nachri b'makam cholah. You got me? So the Rishash is not so difficult. So you got to know this Bachlit Rishash Parashah is our place on Rishash 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 and Rabbanu. But that's the Lumdus here. He backs out of that as well. Now the Bahag, Lumaisa, what's the theory of the Bahag? That it's Mutal Hosef Bishvil the Tinok, even though it's done through the Yisrael? Because the mitzvah of Mila. You know, there's a sheet that we don't paskin like this. You know, Rabbi Lazar holds Machshirin Milas Doita Shabbos, the steps before. You know, there's a whole parak in Shabbos called Rabbi Lazar the Mila. Are you allowed to do Mila Bismanos Doita Shabbos? What about the steps before? Carrying the knife, eating the water. Rabbi Lazar says yes, come say no. We only say the mitzvah, not Machshirin Mitzvah. But the Bahag might make sense that Taisus being Masber, the Bahag. Litzorach Mila. You see, the stage before that we allow Ribui. Al Yedei Yisrael for Mila. What's so special about Mila? Because Mila is special. As Yitzi said, it's like a Shabbos itself. It has 13 covenants with it. There's a sheet of Rabbi Lazar, even though we don't pass it like it. Then Machshiri Mila are like a Shabbos. Oh. So this is the Taish of the Taishes. Okay? This is the Taish of the Taishes. Now, let's point out the following. Okay, I want you to get this. Okay? Let's point out the following. The truth is, and this is going to be a segue into that, well, about make machnas yourself to matzah pikuach nefesh. Let's get it. The word is, Ran, the Rashba, the Ra'an, Bayan, Frekta Kashin. I don't understand. If the woman is allowed to add a lot of meat, we saw on Thursday, in the one pot on Yontif, that means that Ribu Shurim is Mutter. What did our Gemara Menachos we saw on Samach Dalet say? Are you allowed to do Ribu Shurim? No, you're not. No. Gemara had a triage choice which one you should do. You're not allowed to be Marbu Shurim. That extra fig is a problem. Just it's less than what doing Ketira twice. Stiru Mineu Bebak Mori. So what was the answer? What was the answer of Toysis and the Rod? Oh, the answer was, the Meshem the Ri, there's a difference. Toysis and Menachos and the Rod said Meshem the Ri, that there's a difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos is much more chomor, They made a takana of the Yisr Rimosif Shir. Yontif is an Yisr Kal. It's mutter to cook. They weren't gozer at all. Yes? Fine. That was the Shita Lamaisa we said. I want you to get this. So that's the Rashba Shita. Tais is the Rashba, yes? Oh. What was the Ran Shita himself? Let's get it. What was the Ran Shita himself? Ribu Shurim is the Uraisa. What's the difference? What's the difference? Also, difference in Shabbos and Yontif, but Yontif is a Hutra, right? Yontif is a Hutra. Masha'ikei doing Malacha for a Chol is a what? Is a Dechuya. Please get this down. Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. I wanted you to see that Rambam. Did you get a chance to look? Here it pays Halach Aleph. Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. Is it a Hutra Dechuya? The Rambam begins here it pays Halach Aleph on Shabbos. Pikuach Nefesh Dechuya on Shabbos. Rambam says Dechuya. Please get it. Therefore, you should try to minimize the Chol Shabbos. It's only a Dechuya. Maybe you suspend it in midair, minimize. If you look at the Rambam in Perek Bet, Halacha Beis there, I want you to look, if you got a chance, please look tomorrow. In Halacha Beis, he seems to say that you don't have to minimize. That would seem to imply Hutra. But the Rambam is usually taken as Dechuya. So what does the Ran say? Pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is in the chuya, but since it's in the chuya, Shabbos is still there. Therefore, ribu shurim will be what? It is the Yeraisa. Guess if Mishnah quotes that that's the tshuva of the Rad and Beya, Shita the Rad and Beya, the Rashba the tshuvas. You know, there's a concept called Tuma Hutra Betzibor and Chuya Betzibor. If Rova the Tzibor is Tumi Meis, can you bring a korban? Yes. If Rova Klai Yisrael is Tumi Meis, can you bring a korban? So it's Tuma space Hutra and Chuya. So Kesef Mishnah has a line from a Rashba that since you hold tumas duchuy b'tzibor, so who did not make pikuach nefesh is duchuy b'tzibor? What does one have to do with the other? Price and tea in China. Somehow when you have a triage of conflicts, you look at it as a hutcher or duchuy. The Rambam's approach duchuy. So I want you to get this again. If you hold like Tyson the Rashba, that Ribu Shurim is a what? Isn't this in the Rabbanon? What's the difference? The difference is that Yontif is less severe, it's only Malkus, Shabbos is Skila. So you allow the woman to what? To add on stuff. Okay. Because anyway, Yontif. How did the Rad who held Ribu Shurim's D'Oraisa, he said more of a fancier shot. That on Yontif it's a Dechuya. Therefore, Ribu Shurim's more of a Shabbos, though, is a Dechuya. Therefore, it's also Arbus Mishim. Oh. Now let's get this. This brings us to, is there any sheet in Rishonim that says Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is a Hutra? Yes. I want you to get this. This is fascinating. The Rosh in the 8th Pirik of Yuma. Let's get this. Let's get it down. He holds that Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is a Hutra. Now you got to get this. Don't know what happened to this. Okay? But Lamais, it's still writing. Okay? So we have a machlekes whether it's a dechuy or a hutra. Yes? Oh, listen to this case. Amazing case. Rachmana Litzlan. There was a chola on Shabbos that needed a piece of meat. Okay. The only piece of meat I had in front of me was a nevela. You know what a nevela is? A cow that was shot dead. Did not die from shechita. A nevela. I have a quarter pounder in front of me to give the guy.
Okay?
I don't know if they still call it quarter pounders. They used to have a Big Mac and a quarter pounder. Okay, McDonald's. Okay? I have a quarter pounder in front of me. Rechmon Lassan, the schoyla needs a piece of meat. Then I have this gigantic cow. I could also shecht it. Shechita on Shabbos, we said, is a malacha d'oraisa. Nevela is a what? Eating a nevela is a what? Is a lav. Doing a malach on Shabbos is what? Skila. What do you do? What do you do? They asked the Rabbi Rukh. You know what he said you should do? Shech the animal, because it's a hutra. Shech the animal, because it's a hutra. The nevela is an isser in the chefsa. It's not a hutra, it's a dechuya. It's inside the thing. The Isser on Shabbos is on the Gavra. Pikuch Nefesh is a hutra. Shechita, do the shechita. Amazing, no? Machloikis, Rambam, Maram Wittenberg. It's Pikuch Nefesh on Shabbos, dechuya or hutra. Mishra Brura quotes us in Simon Shinchov, Chesef Kot Labetes. This is amazing for. So I'm saying the Ran is echoing this. The Ran is echoing the Rambam that it's a dechuya. You follow me? But there is a shita of the Rosh B'Shem, the Maharam Rutenberg. You know the story of the Rosh. You know, Rosh was a Talmud of this. You know, the Maharam Rutenberg was in prison. And the Rosh's Talmud wanted to ransom him for a lot of money. He said, no way. He used to say, Shiurim. He used to say, Shiurim. The Talmidim would come on Shabbos in the prison. And they used to have, Shilas, they used to have to ask the non-Jew to heat up the you know, water, so it'd be heat up the stove, so it wouldn't be freezing. And he died in prison, the Gadol of Maharam Rutenberg. The Rosh Dov was able to get his body out to bury the body of the Maharam Rutenberg. The Maharam Rutenberg. This is the Gadol Yoyim. Oh. Okay, we got it? So this is a Chiddush L'mais. Well, let's take this a step further. There is a third answer. So we have one answer, one Rebbe Shurim D'Rabbana, Rebbe Shurim D'Raisa. There's a third answer of the Ra'ah and Beya. Let's get it. The Ra'ah and Beya writes, listen to this. This is an amazing shot. I want you to get this. It's mutter for the woman to put the 5 pieces of steak in there in one pot because it betters the taste. It betters the taste. The whole tafshul gets better. Yoytzi lefi the Ra'ah, that there's an isser mimar b'shir on yontif where it doesn't get better in taste. So according to the Ra'ah, when the woman puts a gedera half full on the fire, it's more to put more busser in because it betters the taste. According to the Ran, that would be usser. According to the Ran, it would be it's an isser d'oraisa. You hear what I'm saying? In other words, ribui shiurim up till now with the Ran and Rashmas with one swoop, swoops, with the one water. You know, we're filling it up with one swoop. According to the Ran, no, it's an issue of, it could be with piecemeal, different phases. As long as it's an issue of mishtabeach, the Ran would never allow you to do that in different phases. That's not ribui shiurim. The Ran is allowing you to do it in one swoop. Oh. So I want you to get this. It's an amazing shot. Listen to this. Lefize, listen to this. According to the Ra'ah, how do you deal with the water case? What were the three cases there? The water for bathing one's feet, water, for the barrel of water. Those are the first and third cases. The second case was the meat. How does the water get better by pouring in a lot of water? How's the Ra'ah going to be mazur for that case? With the water, right? Doesn't get any better. It should be usser. What's the answer? It's an unbelievable chiddush. How's that mutter? I want you to get this. You know what the Ra'ah says? Because all the water is one entity. The mayim is guf echad. The Ra'ah sheet is mishtabeach. That's why Rebbe Shurim is mutter. Mishtabeach, if it gets better. And the water case is guf echad. It's all one entity. Isn't that amazing? It becomes all one entity. The more you pour in, therefore it's all one entity. That's not called Rebbe Shurim, because it's all one chefza. It's not like what? Two different goofing. Lefizeh. Listen to this. Lefizeh. In our story of Rebbe Shurim, let's say you have a large fruit and you have a small fruit. I want you to get this down according to the Ra'ah. Is there any Indian to do ktsira on the smaller fruit than the bigger fruit? Let's say you had two figs, one gigantic fig and one little fig. And he needs one fig, let's say, the choyla. Sure. Is there any Indian at all to do the smaller one than the big one, according to the Ra'ah? No, because it's all one entity. Or for that matter, to shech the bigger cow or the smaller cow? No. I want you to get this down. This is a machloikes achrona. Let's get it. Between the Minchas Chinuch and the Imrei Binin. The Minchas Chinuch in the Mosach HaShabbos, Mitzvah Lamed Beis, I believe, when he talks about the Malachas on Shabbos, I forgot what mitzvah it is, but it's called the Mosach HaShabbos, Os Lamed Tesi writes that if you have a big behemah or a small behemah, what's better? You should do the smaller behemah. Because by shechting the bigger one, it's Marbe Bashir. And the Or Sameach, in Perek Yud Ches Alach Alf, on the Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos, and the Imre Bina, quoted by Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank Tzatzal, or Achaim Tzvi, are Chaylek on the Minchos Chinuch. And they claim that Shechitus HaBehemah is because of the Tilus Meshama, like we said at the beginning of Shir, there's no difference whether it's a gadol or a katan. And the Ra'ah is like the Shita. It's a fascinating Shita. We talked about on Thursday, Reb Moshe in the Chofetz Chaim, about the Tfilin. It's Ribui Shur of different items, remember? With the keys and the Tfilin, with the weapon. There's another fascinating detail. Ribui Shurim. You say Ribui Shurim on a Chefsa. One's bigger, one's smaller. The Ra'ah says no. It's all one entity. Or Sameach, and the Rebbeinu follow like the Ra'ah. Chassidic argues says no. Up. Then this leads us to the last sheet that let's get on this. And then Iri, Be'eribit, Shemis Rebbe, want you to get it. That water, there's no problem of Ribui Shurim. Let's get it down. Miri in the Ritva, B'Shem Rabbeisav, by water there is no Isser of Ribui Shurim. Therefore, it's mutter l'chameim for the baby agav the mother. And what's the raya? From the fact you're mamali the barrel with water. Nachtom chavish shel mayim. So there is a shita. Be'iri v'ritva. There's no iser of ribui shurim on water. Ein din ribui shurim v'mayim. Amazing. Why? Good question. Good question. The Ritva argues and says, why not? You're adding, you're bishling more. You're bishling more. Right? What would you say, Lamaisa? What would you say? Bashenke bishul. I mean, it's becoming more bishul. He says, I don't like this for her. Cooking more water. Why is that not in the Ribui Shurim? What'd you say? You know what? If you think about it, by the Behemah Gedol and the Behemah Ketane, you could say there's no Issur, because it's all one Ketzir and one Shechita. But the more water you put in, it's more Bishul. What's the Svara by water there should be no Issur of what would you say? Why is it an Issur of Ribui Shurim by water? Why do you think? That's what they say. The Ritva argues on it. Says it, the Ritva, I'm going to say B'Shem Rabosa. B'Shem Rabosa. He argues on it. He says, Shechita, I can see, I understand it's all one swoop. Yeah, go ahead, Ari.
Like the Ra, it's all one
thing. I guess you got to say like the Ra, that it's all one entity. All stuck together. So you push up shot, that's what you got to say. Yeah, that's what the Ritva doesn't like. Exactly like you say. Yossi. But that, Lamais, is what you have to say here, Lamais, okay? So, the last point on the last line of the Tyson, because the Simchas Yontif is okay, Ribui Shurim Simchas Yontif is okay, right? That fits if your old Ribui Shurim is an Issur Rabbanan, right? That's where Shmuel Rozovsky points out, when the Simchas Yontif, they didn't ask for it. Korintin or Rashash, that's Issur Raisa, how's it mutter? So what do we say, Yossi? Because Melecha's Hutra, right? It's Hutra, the Tzorach Simchas Yontif. That's what you must say. And the Simchas Yontif is that you know you won't need it for tomorrow. You'll be all ready. Now, I'm not talking about from one day to the next. I'm talking about the night for the next day. Because otherwise it's Hachodah. You can't be making from one day of Yontif to the other. Okay? All right, very good. That's the Chiddush you want to bring out in Tais. Now, this brings us a segue to the part that I want you to see also tomorrow. Okay. Now, I want you tonight or tomorrow try to summarize, say here, the different outline of the Tesis. The outline of the Tesis. It's got to be like 9, 10, 11 steps in the Tesis. Okay? But the upshot of Tesis is his shita that the only malacha the arise you can ask a goy to do on Shabbos for Yishuv Haaretz. And number two, chumrah, shus to shus b'makom mitzvah is only mutter for Yishuv Haaretz and also milah. And number three is that he allows ribu shurim what? He allows ribu shurim even al yedei Yisrael letzorach mitzvah. It is saving the Bahag and expanding it even. He allowed ribu shurim letzorach mitzvah. That's the upshot of the sheet of Tosis, the three levels. Correct? Ribu shurim is allowing al yedei Yisrael letzorach mitzvah. Even al yedei Yisrael expanded. There was a step he wanted to limit to Mila for the Bahag. Then he quoted these Gemaras and expanded it. That's the upshot of the sheet of Sentai. Okay. Now, we mentioned that there's a notion, are you allowed to be machnish yourself to a matzav of pikuach nefesh? So I want to get this. Now, I remember many years ago, the Rosh Hashanah put on, I looked for it this morning, I couldn't find it. Point out there's a tshuva Reb Moshe has a steer in the Balamor. No, I didn't find it. I'm sure it's there. I couldn't find it. But I'll try to find it, believe that. We'll try. Keep trying. We'll see how we'll try to find it. But I want you to get the following. Can a person be machnis oneself into a matzav of pikuach nefesh or oinis lichat? For this we turn to a sugya, fascinating sugya in Masechta Shabbos, Adaf Yutesim Arav. Tonu Rabbonim. Ain mafligin b'sfina pochus mishloshi yomim koydim l'Shabbos. You're not allowed to get on a boat less than 3 days before Shabbos. For optional trips. For a vacation. Aval advar mitzvah shapar domi. For a mitzvah it's permissible. U'poisik amanas lishpois v'neshoivis t'vi rebi. Shimma galilom reina tzorech. U'mitzur l'tzidon afilu b'rif Shabbos mutter. If it's a short distance, then even on Friday you could go. Oh, so let's get it. What emerges from this Gemara is as follows. To take a boat trip for a vacation, even early in the week, on Sunday, is usher. Because you might end up meeting Chal Shabbos 6 days later. I'm sorry, Nachum. To take a boat trip for vacation is only usher Thursday, Friday. Wednesday's a machloikis in Rishon. Wednesday's a machloikis. But Sunday, Monday, Tuesday would be permissible. Please get that, number one. Number two, if you're going Ledvar Mitzvah, you can even go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, if it's Ledvar Mitzvah. But you must, there's a machloikis. Must you make a condition with the driver of the boat that if any Chil Shabbos is going to be done, that let him do it. So Nachama, for an optional vacation trip, you could go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. For a Dvar Mitzvah, you could even go Lamaisa Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But, so Machloikis, must you make up with the driver of the boat if the Chil Shabbos is to be done, he must do it. And number three is, if it's a short distance, I said, you can even go Erev Shabbos. Okay. Now, what is the reason why it's usher? Why can't you take a boat trip vacation? I don't know what you do about the cruises. The cruises, you got to go on Sunday. Monday or Tuesday, I guess.
Some cruises are a week.
Right, so you also have to go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
10 days.
Right, but you go on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You leave. If you leave on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you're okay.
Yeah, it goes through Wednesday.
Yes, but you left. You left your trip on Sunday morning. If you don't, I don't know how you take a cruise Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm not sure. Tzarechim. The Rav Shechter Shlita pointed out to us, the Rebbe Zatzal. He's a great goyin. A lot of people don't know how much of a goyin he was in Halach and Lomdus. He has a beautiful tshuva on optional surgeries. Optional surgeries. A surgery that's not pikuach nefesh. But you need it to be done. When should it be done? He has a beautiful tshuva. It should not be done on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You should do it on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. If you can. A lot of times a surgeon, you can't, you know, the surgeon only goes certain days. But if you can, it should be done on what? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And Wednesday, as I said, is a machlokes rishonim. Does Wednesday go with the next Shabbos or the previous? Now I ask you, what are the reasons why it is usher to take this boat trip on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, this vacation? So let's list them. Let's just get it. Quickly, let's get it. Tosfos says, I'm afraid you might have to swim on Shabbos. You might have to make a raft. You might have to swim, and that's usher we know on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to swim because you might make a raft. It's all one gzeirah. That's one. Tyson Shabbos, Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, Maskil Ein. Number two, Rabbeinu Chananel says, because the Isra of Tchumen. Interesting. The Isra of Tchumen. Okay? Because the Sminas Gosheshes. It gets within 10 Tfachin of the bottom. The Isra of Tchumen. Lamayel and Yasura Tfachin, they weren't Geyser. Number three, the Rith, Bittul Mitzvahs Onig Shabbos. I mean, how it wasn't, they didn't have cruises in those days. Let's say a person might get seasick. That's Shaykh now, even. Versus everybody might get seasick. You're supposed to do that in Lap Onig Shabbos. Number four, the Rambam seems to say like this as well. So we'll put the Rif and the Rambam together. Now you have to figure out all the details. I'm just giving you generalities, right? Because the truth of the matter is, if you have to figure out all these reasons. So why is it put on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, right? Okay, so we're not getting into the details of that sugya. Okay? You have to be masbrin. Okay, maybe if we have time tomorrow, we will. Let's get the reasons, okay? You got it? Number four, the Balamor. The Balamor is Daf Zayin of Daf Rif. You know what he says? This is the way Rav Schechter formulated it. It's usher to be machnis yourself in a matzah of a pikuach nefesh. He formulates in this sefer called Yisodei HaHalach, a very fine sefer from a Devir, from Gush, that it's like a Mar Zayin. That's not the way Rav Schechter said it. I don't think that's the pshat in the Balamor. The pshat in the Balamor is it's usher to be machnis yourself to a matzah of a pikuach nefesh. You're not allowed to do it. And that's what you're doing by taking this boat trip. That's what you're doing, Lemaisa, taking this boat trip. That's what he wants to tie in. Okay? Again, we should just add on, because doing it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is like playing games. See, if you do it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's not as evident that you're what you're doing that, because it's far away. But doing it close to Shabbos, so close to Shabbos, is playing games. That's why he says, like, he has a lashon nira lahasnos. It's like you're playing games, you're trying to what? Make conditions. You know what I mean? The pikuach nefesh will be doicha Shabbos. That's, according to Balamor, at least we'd be masbir why it's not Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? That's why he says a little bit is Mar Sayin. But the Balamor, the way Rav Schechter purported it, was presented, it was that it was usher machnis of to a matzah pikuach nefesh. The Rabban argues. The Rabban writes, Shat Lamaisa. It's like you're playing games with the goy to Machal Shabbos for you. You're not allowed to do that, Lamaisa. Amir Lanachri. To play games, Lamaisa, before. Because the goy is doing Malacha Letzorach Yisrael. Despite the fact it's Pekuk Nefesh, the Rabban writes that it's Usher. So if you go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it doesn't look like you're doing that. That's what he wants to tie. Therefore, if you have a boat that's mostly non-Jews, it would be mutter to go on such a cruise. Because most of the malachas are doing is for the rove of the boat, who are non-Jews, not for the Israel. Okay. That's the fifth sheet. Now, this is why I wanted to bring out the Balamor, that it's mamish, osur, and machnish, so matzah, pekuch, nefesh. Now, Rav Schechter, I couldn't track it down. I remember him saying it though. Says that Rav Moshe the Tshuva says the Balamor contradicts himself. You know where the other Balamor is? This sugya about the boat is on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph and Shabbos. You know where the other Balamor is? Our case with the baby. Our case with the baby in Erevin. That Tosfos quotes. And that baby case Somehow the Balamur writes it's mutter to machnis yourself to a matzah pikuch nefesh. And it would be mutter to mal this kid. You need to heat up hot water so it won't get infection. Mutter. The Balamur there is saying it's mutter. So the Balamur associates himself. By the boat, he says it's also to machnis a matzah pikuch nefesh. By the Mila case, he says it's mutter. Stirib ba Balamur. Stirib ba Balamur. So I have to track down this tshuva. Maybe someone on the... You have any of your computers, right? Maybe the, tomorrow morning you say we have to check down on the computer in the Igros Moshe, where he has this tshuva. But he has a steer in the Balamur. And I remember correctly, if I remember correctly, the Rabat holds that it's considered to be what? The Rabat argues with the Balamur. So we have to figure out what the Rabat says, that either it's Asr Machlishav or Mutter. But our Tosis, I don't know if Tosis is really taking a stand here. What did our Tosis say? If it's before the milah, this is what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that whole Gemara in Erevin. What are you doing? Standing on your head, how are you going to get hot water for the baby? You come up with this kutz through your mother. Through the mother doing it. Why do it through the mother? Just mouth the kid and just heat up the hot water for the kid. Ellie, you see, doesn't the Gemara seem to imply that it's usher to be machnas yourself in a matzah but pikuach nefesh? No? Doesn't the Gemara in Erevin itself? And we're pointing out that Balamur Soser himself in this concept. One last sheet I want you to get, Tyson Erevin, Bidaf Mem Gimelav Demaskal Loche, Shem the Rashbam. Amazing sheet of the Rashbam. Mutter. It's mutter to take any boat trip, even on Friday. Because this whole sug is a limit of Beis Shammai. That it's, there's an Isser Shvisis Kalim. Your Kalim are not allowed to work on Shabbos. We hold like Beis Hillel. It's machlekes beisul beisham and Shabbos tafid ches where this initial shvitzis kalim. Your eved can't work for you. Your behemoth shvitzis bento. Is there an initial shvitzis kalim? Beisham says yes. Beisul says no. The whole isser is only on beisham. According to beisul, it's mutter. No problem at all. It's your boat working. So what? Shvitzis kalim is mutter. How do we hold la halacha? The mechaber in Siman Reish Mechas quotes many of the shitas. The bottom line is, Mr. Brewer's Simon Reishman Chesifkon Chavov writes that if you know you're going to be Mechal Shabbos on this boat, it's us even to go during the week, in the beginning of the week. And it seems Mr. Stabber to pass on this La Loche. The Chaber quotes the Riv, the Rabbin Honig Shabbos, he quotes the Rabbin Achanal Tchumin, quotes the Balamor, not a lot of Machshasel Matzah Pekuk Nefesh. Mr. Brewer also quotes the Shas of Swimming. He also quotes the Mishnah Berurah, the Rabban, the difference between Rov and the boat being non-Jewish or not. But this is amazing Shchidish, okay? This sheet of the Balamur. But I want you to I'm just perplexed. The Gemara in Erevin seems to say what? Seems to say that it's completely ushered to do. Otherwise, what are you kutzing? Boil the hot water for the mother. I got the mother to get more water for the baby. Just do the meal and then you'll need it for the baby straight off. Ella, you see from the Gemara, Poshim trying to tussle back this up about the good. So you got to find this tshuva of remission to understand. Okay. Now, one day.